Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The strong hands of John Hoerster were tanned and rough with scarred fingers, but those hands were made for fine violins. Hoerster had worked as a cowboy, farmer, woodsman, welder, and mechanic, but he had always loved fiddles and wanted to make violins like his brother did. Hoerster learned to play when he was only 5 on a cigar box fiddle he had made. Once when he was playing a new square box fiddle for a crowd, the bow kept hitting the edge of the box. To the amusement of the audience, he stopped, got out his pocket knife and whittled away the offending part, then began playing where he had left off. In 1976, Hoerster was recognized for his violin making at the Music Crafts Festival at the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. He described it as a mighty big doin'. Hoerster experimented with many woods, but settled on spruce for the top piece and curly maple for the back. With these woods, a chisel, gouge, skew, and hand drill, he made fine violins, violas, cellos, and yes, scarred fingers. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.